Good morning. Time now to go to Inside Ag Country. I'm Farm Director Shauna Olson. Joining us this morning is Katie Miller. She's the Market Education Specialist at Ag Country Farm Credit Services. Hello, Katie. How's it going?
Good. How are you?
Good. Well, we're finally getting some heat to help some of these crops take off.
We are getting some heat, and that's become kind of a topic in the market. Obviously, we got such a late start, and we're so far behind. It's not a normal year. So typically, if we had, you know, huge amounts of heat coming into the middle part of the corn belt and it was mid-July, you'd be getting a little bit more of a bump. That's not the case this time. And what's really going on is that the heat, because it kind of comes in waves and because it's accompanied, we think, with some moisture, it should just help the crop move along. Obviously, you can only push it so fast, but we are getting to the point where we can maybe start catching up. Crop progress on Monday is still pretty tough. So we had 8% silking. Normally, we'd be somewhere around 42% last year. We were way ahead of even that. So we're very far behind as far as that's concerned. And the Eastern Corn Belt is really seeing the worst of that. And oddly enough, it's starting to show up in some of the markets, not necessarily futures, but we are seeing a basis push, and it's coming stronger and stronger out of the Eastern Corn Belt.
All right, where do we go from here, Katie?
You know what I think is going to happen, right as you move through Indiana, Ohio, and those seem to be the biggest basis push areas, we're seeing pretty stiff bids, you know, 40, maybe even 50 cents over. And obviously we're not to harvest yet. Sometimes when they push that hard early on, we don't see quite the push later. Illinois is seeing about even money, but we are starting to see some trains, not a lot, but we are seeing a few start to be pulled, you know, out of North Dakota, South Dakota, parts of Minnesota, and be pushed towards the Eastern Corn Belt. It does take a lot of time because, remember, there's a lot of ground to cover between us and them, but those things do flow backwards, and more I would expect that our basis will start to improve as well. It doesn't mean that we're going to be positive by any means, but it certainly isn't going to hurt our basis, and certainly by the time we get to harvest or right before harvest, we could be seeing a better number than what we're looking at today.
Yeah, because as you said, these things do flow and it moves into our area. Maybe the timing will be just right.
It'll be just right. And that's the part that's going to be a little tricky. I mean, we are getting later in the year. It is July, but the crop is behind. So we're obviously not going to see it come into the elevator quite as soon either. You know, it's probably going to be firmly into October. So there's probably going to be a time there when we get to September, right, the first part of October, where we could see some very decent bids for those that have corn. You know, I don't know that anybody's saying there's a shortage of corn exactly, and obviously USDA numbers would back that up. But I think what we're seeing is a dislocation of where the bushel are located compared to where they need to be. And a lot of that has to do with just the precip patterns we had this spring and how they're affecting the flow of grain.
Wow. A big difference for that corn belt with things looking as tough as they are, isn't it?
Huge difference. And, you know, we still have a lot of crop year to go through, obviously. We're certainly not out of the woods. And the biggest challenge is probably going to come this fall when we see if we finish before frost or not.
All right, Katie Miller, the Market Education Specialist, thanks so much for your time here this morning.
Thank you, Shauna.
Make sure you stick around. Eric will have much more Inside Agriculture right after this. Be sure to listen to Ag Central all day long for agricultural ag updates throughout the day. I'm Farm Director Shauna Olson. You're listening to Inside Agriculture. I'm Farm Director Shauna Olson. This is Ag Central.